I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Tunisia's president has declared he will run for re-election in October, but other potential candidates are currently in prison or facing litigation, so critics ask how legitimate the elections can be. Dr. Moez Madouni, friend of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
We don't know where things are going and how things will be in future, especially in the social area. Lots of people are becoming poorer and poorer on a daily basis. Many are dying in the sea, trying to cross to Europe.
Christians make up less than 1% of the majority Muslim population. Although Tunisia's constitution protects freedom of belief, it's not always lived out in practice. Christians face social pressures, including rejection and threats from their families for sharing Christ. Pray for courageous gospel witness in Tunisia and for fairness in the upcoming election. Next, more than 3 billion people have no access to God's Word today, and they're cut off from any believers who can tell them about Jesus. Unfolding Word partners with global church planting networks to help rewrite this story. Unfortunately, most pastors working in frontline regions with the greatest gospel gaps have no study help, like Bible commentaries. Dane with Unfolding Word saw the need firsthand when he recently visited church planting partners in Sudan.
I was so heartbroken because they had 200 or 300-year-old general reference works for their training for these young men and women that are coming out of Islam and coming to Christ in these huge refugee camps.
Unfolding Word teaches church planters how to translate scripture and develop Bible commentaries. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here or through our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.